Each week we bring you Making It, the story of a local DIY or do-it-yourself artist. Today, WFYI's Melissa Davis takes us into the studio of an artist who plays in two bands, White Moms and Service.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
This is our place. But yeah, we've been here for like a year. And then we keep all the equipment in here. In the cool part where I hang out, the control room.
I'm Charlene Birdsong, and I am a musician and audio engineer. I think I'm passionate about recording and music because it's a way to relieve stress, express myself, and have time to myself and sort of organize the feelings I have inside of me in music.
How does place factor into your art?
When you say that, I imagine like being in my basement and feeling comfortable and making a lot of noise, being loud. And I write most of my stuff when I'm testing my equipment and with just checking my levels.
So I like to mess with the tones.
I come up with melodies and things like that. So place can make me feel more creative, but I do notice that after certain experiences like touring or just traveling or something like that, I feel more creative, and that creative freedom that happens in my basement sort of moves with me. So after a tour, I can come home and I'm more likely to write a song when I'm out and about walking or something like that. So place is a big part of it for me when I'm writing. I think performing, it doesn't really matter, but I think writing, it's important where you are. The one I've been working on most recently that I made a video for. We're using this in a service song, just as like a sample to go under vocals or like to build up a part of a song. Sort of just like adding an environment to the song that's already just a straightforward rock and roll song.
How does Indianapolis factor into your art?
The people here definitely have found some musical soulmates here. So it helps and it hurts, I think. When it hurts, it also helps the music. So it feels like I have some musical peers, some equals, some people that feel it like I do. So who knows if those people would be other places than Indianapolis, but I'm very grateful for the people that I have here, and they've definitely inspired me creatively, and especially the local hip-hop scene right now has really sort of like ignited an inspiration in me, seeing the performers and just like leaving trees recently. That excites me and gets the creative juices flowing to see someone on stage pour their heart out like that over and over and over again all day. And I've been making music for podcasts. Yeah. So she's doing something for, it's like ghost stories, like Indiana ghost stories. So she wanted like a creepy intro. And I had written this and showed it to her. So she had some vocals over it. It sounds really scary now.
What sparked your interest in this career in being a sound designer, recording engineer?
Making my own music, sort of, and making my own music alone. I think the first recording device I got was a little cassette recorder, so I would try to just write songs and get them down, and then I got my 4-track cassette recorder, and I was able to layer those. Also, I think that I'm a forever student, So I always want to learn something. So when the opportunity came for me to learn something new in audio engineering and learning how to use a reel-to-reel and learning how to handle equipment and tape and all the rules of sound design, things that are intuitive but require experience and knowledge, sort of like hooked me in. Audio engineering is a never-ending learning experience, so it's a way for me that I found to continuously be a student and just, you know, keep getting more and more information. That's my favorite part of it, honestly, is just being able to learn, you know, and getting those certificates. It feels so good to get a certificate. I don't know, I like that.